Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Peterson here, former presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. Nice to not see you all, but I hope that you can hear me loud and clear. And today is Monday, December the 12th, and an article came across my newsfeed the other day that I wanted to share with you all because I thought it was just an absolutely fantastic article about political correctness. But it's not political correctness. It's called patriotically correct, right? And, you know, a lot of people have been complaining about politically correct culture. In fact, I think that political correctness is probably what led to the rise of Donald Trump. I don't think that Donald Trump was quite so popular so much as his election was really just a backlash against all of the social justice warriors and the absolute insane level of of maddening political discourse that has been coming out of Democrats for the last decade, I would say. I mean, not that it hasn't been horrible always, but it's just reached a fever pitch of insanity, I think, in the last decade. I think most people would agree with me. You know, Donald Trump, he won, but it wasn't like he won in a real landslide or anything like that. I think that mostly he probably won because he was just not Hillary Clinton. Whoever was going to be the Republican pick this year was most likely going to win. That's why it's kind of sad that someone like Rand Paul didn't win the nomination of the party. Someone like a Rand, who is much more of a libertarian on issues than Donald Trump seems to be. Not that Donald Trump doesn't hold some libertarian positions. The only problem is that those positions, just wait 5 minutes and those positions will change. So we don't quite know what Donald Trump really believes because it seems to sort of sway with the tide. But the people who were behind Donald Trump were complaining about the social justice warriors and the Democrats and political correctness. They liked Donald Trump because he said what was on his mind and he spoke his feelings and how he really felt. But the problem is that the whole time there was always this cult of patriotic correctness that existed in modern conservatism that's been existing for a while that makes them out to be total hypocrites. Because, you know, if you look at the response from the conservatives to Colin Kaepernick, for example, which was a fairly mild demonstration of his political beliefs by taking a knee. And I think that, you know, that's his expression of free speech. You don't have to agree with it, but it's interesting because people demonized him. And somebody rightly pointed out, Tommy Loren was in an interview on The Daily Show, and they were saying, you know, if rioting and looting is not acceptable and Black Lives Matter protests are not acceptable, then why isn't, what about Colin Kaepernick? I mean, you can't take a knee, you can't exhibit silent protest, you can't exhibit loud protest, you can't protest at all, really. Conservatives say, just shut up and wave the American flag, and you can only have an opinion if you agree with me. And that exists on both sides. That exists on both sides. There is a patriotic correctness, and you can see a lot of them in the comment section right now of the live stream that I'm doing. If you're following me on Facebook Live, if you're listening to this later on iTunes or on Stitcher, very thankful for your subscription. And if you're not, you can subscribe to the Freedom Report podcast. This will be uploaded on the Libertarian Republic website. But you know, take a look at the comment section of this live stream right now. I mean, it's like, conservatives cannot tolerate anyone who disagrees with them. They have no toleration for someone. They only tolerate you if you agree with them, right? It's the same way with the Democrats. And a lot of conservatives, you know, follow my show, they follow me, and they listen to me. And, you know, of course, whenever I bash Democrats, it's like, you know, they go crazy. They love it. But of course, when I point out the hypocrisy on the right, and then it's all of a sudden, oh, you're a liberal, you're a cuck, you're a, you know, whatever, you're a Democrat and all that stuff. No, actually, libertarians are a distinct ideology. We are neither left nor right. We are our own distinct ideology. And it is critical of both of the mainstream types of thought of conservatism and liberalism, because I'm not a conservative. I've never been a conservative. A lot of libertarians want to paint me as a conservative just because I'm pro-life and because I don't want to bake the cake, right? So they say that you know, that I'm a conservative. Well, that's usually what's happening, is just an issue of confirmation bias. Like, a lot of the people who follow my page, you know, they only will comment when they see something that they disagree with. But if there's something that they agree with, like if I'm criticizing a Democrat, well, then they just ignore it. So I want to read this story by Alex Norasta from this appeared in the Washington Post. I'm reading it from the Cato website right now. This is a guy from Cato. so yeah, so listen, I mean, this is great. Like, the comment section is already hilarious. You can see all the idiotic conservatives. Oh my God, libertarians can't allow anyone to disagree with them. I had some respect for now. Yeah, you know, if you don't respect me because I criticize both sides when they're wrong, I mean, get out, leave. Just go. You don't have to stay. You don't have to leave angry. Just leave. You know, it's. I know that dissenting opinions are offensive to conservatives, but I don't mind offending you as long as there are at least a few people who are like going to listen and go, oh, hey, you know, this is interesting. You know, this made me think. It may piss. You know, the truth is, conservatives, that the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. So let's read this story. The right has its own version of political correctness. It's just as stifling. President Donald Trump has not been shy about the, quote, big problem in this country, political correctness. Trump has blamed PC for the attack at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. They have put political correctness above common sense, above your safety, and above all else, he tweeted, and the rise of the militant group Islamic State. His voters agreed. Indeed, it might even have been the reason for his victory. It's not just him. Political correctness has become a major bugaboo of the right in the past decade, a rallying cry against all that has gone wrong with liberalism in America. Conservative writers fill volumes complaining how political correctness stifles free speech and promotes bunk social theories about, quote, power structures based on patriarchy, race, and mass victimhood. Forbes charged that it, quote, stifles freedom of speech. The Daily Caller has gone so far as to claim that political correctness, quote, kills Americans. But conservatives have their own nationalist version of PC, their own set of rules regulating speech, behavior, and acceptable opinions. I call it, quote, patriotic correctness. Beautiful. Lovely term. We're going to use that. We're definitely going to build on that one, Alex. It's a full-throated, unnuanced, uncompromising defense of American nationalism, history, and cherry-picked ideals. And that is the important part of that sentence. Cherry-picked ideals. Central to its thesis is the belief that nothing in America can't be fixed by more patriotism, enforced by public shaming, boycotts, and policies to cut out foreign and non-American influences. Of course, and we all know that that patriotism is the last refuge for a scoundrel, although it does seem to be the first refuge for many of these conservative scoundrels who are just as PC as the left. Insufficient displays of patriotism among the patriotically correct can result in exclusion from public life and ruin careers. Another reason why I'm so happy to work for myself, because ain't nobody can touch me, y'all. It also restricts honest criticism of failed public policies, diverting blame for things like the war in Iraq to those Americans who didn't support the war enough. Remember that? Remember, folks, when the failures of the war in Iraq were just because we just didn't support the war enough. We just didn't bomb enough people. We didn't have enough Americans on our side. For example, in the aftermath of 9/11, in the run-up to the Iraq war, David Frum labeled dissenters as anti-American. Jonah Goldberg wrote that opponents of the war can only get passionate about the perfidy of our own president. Conservative gadfly Robert Buzz Patterson went further. Never trust a conservative named Buzz. Calling much of the Democratic Party, Hollywood, big media, college campuses, and many organizations traitors, of course. Everybody's a traitor who doesn't agree with you. The French government's opposition to the invasion of Iraq prompted Congress to rename French fries as freedom fries in congressional cafeterias, a 21st century liberty cabbage. And if you didn't know all this, this is a little side note not included in this article, but the man who actually coined that term, freedom fries, a guy by the name of Walter Jones, recanted his support of the war in Iraq, and he did that after he had signed so many death certificates, of soldiers who died in those needless wars. When the Dixie Chicks opposed the Iraq war, many stations pulled the group's music from the air so as not to, quote, trigger listeners. Remember that? Remember when all the conservatives were so triggered by the Dixie Chicks and what they said about George Bush? I mean, that was pretty hilarious. But I mean, that just goes to show, you know, that is the form of patriotic correctness, is America, love it or leave it. You know, you don't like it, you can get out. You know, the radio became a safe space. More recently, 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick sat and knelt for the national anthem to protest police brutality. Tommy Loren, host of Final Thoughts, gave an incoherent rant about soldiers dying for Kaepernick's right to speak up. Therefore, he should shut up and stand for the national anthem. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, the soldiers died for your right to free speech, so shut up. You have free speech. Conservatives, you say you have free speech as long as you practice it in accordance with their wishes, meaning stand, salute, and salute the flag. Some fans even burned their Kaepernick jerseys in protest. Others said Kaepernick should get the hell out if he doesn't love America. Myths of an NFL rule mandating standing for the national anthem, even though no such rule actually exists, were spread to justify the outrage and point to a double standard of enforcement, whereby the NFL condones protests against America, but players get fined if they wear different color shoelaces. In such a narrative, patriots are the victims of an elite liberal power structure. Representative Lee Zeldin of New York tweeted that Kaepernick should think about the service members risking their lives to protect his freedom to be both rich and unpatriotic. Kaepernick's microaggression even offended liberal Supreme Court Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who said the protest was, quote, dumb and disrespectful, words she later retracted. Believing in American exceptionalism means that anything less than chest-thumping jingoism is capitulation. Unionized public employees who can't be fired are bad at their jobs and are more interested in increasing their own power than fulfilling their public duties. Unless they're police or border patrol officers who are unselfishly devoted to their jobs. Oh, okay, those union public employees can't be fired, right? The crime rate is high and rising, so when facts show that criminality has declined substantially over the decades, the patriotically correct respond with appeals to the bubbled feelings of the common man. One of the biggest critics of patriotic correctness is National Review writer Jim Garrotti. He responded to outrage over Jeb Bush and his wife Columba speaking Spanish at home by writing, quote, "What business is it of yours?" and said, "There is something bafflingly insecure about our culture if we genuinely feel threatened by foreign languages spoken in the private sphere of the family home." Remember the outrage that conservatives elicited when they with the whole dial one for English, press one for English, and they were all really outraged about that. It was sort of like the celebration of their own ignorance in a way. It's like, well, we speak American here, right? We, the English is a foreign language. actually, it didn't originate in the United States. English actually originated in a foreign country, so you are speaking a foreign language if you are speaking the English language. Complaining about political correctness is patriotically incorrect. It's patriotically correct. The patriotically correct must use the non-word illegals or illegal immigrant or illegal alien to describe foreigners who broke our immigration laws. Dissenters support open borders or shamnesty for 30 million illegal alien invaders. The punishment is deportation because we're, quote, a nation of laws. And they didn't get in line, even though, guys, no line actually exists. Just remember that they are never anti-immigration, only anti-illegal immigration, even when they want to cut legal immigration. Right? 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 Am I right? Am I right? Am I right? Am I right? 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 Yeah, because that's the thing, is that conservatives will always say, oh, we're not anti-legal immigration, but we need to have a restriction, a ban on Muslims, people coming from Muslim countries, right? So, well, what? They can't legally immigrate here? What? They can't? But you're only anti-illegal immigration. Man, I know the conservatives are getting triggered by this one, and I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Black Lives Matter is racist because it implies that black lives are more important than other lives. But Blue Lives Matter doesn't imply that cops' lives are more important than the rest of ours. Banning Islam or Muslim immigration is a necessary security measure, but homosexuals should not be allowed to get married because it infringes on religious liberty. Mm-hmm. Transgender people could access women's restrooms for perverted purposes, but Donald Trump walking in on nude underage girls in dressing rooms before a beauty pageant is just, quote, media bias. Terrorism is a, quote, existential threat, even though the chance of being killed in a terrorist attack is about 1 in 3.2 million a year. You heard me, ladies and gentlemen. You are more likely to drown in a bathtub than be killed by a terrorist attack. Oh, no, but we got to keep spending the billions. Saying the words radical Islam when describing terrorism is an important incantation necessary to defeat that threat. When Chobani Yogurt founder Hamdi Ulukaya decides to employ refugees in his factories, it's because of his ties to, quote, globalist corporate figures. Waving a Mexican flag on U.S. soil means you hate America, but waving a Confederate flag just means you're proud of your heritage. Oh, God, this burns. The phrase Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas needs a trigger warning. blaming the liberal or mainstream media and media bias is the patriotically correct version of blaming the corporations or capitalism. The patriotically correct notion that, quote, they would rather be governed by the first 2,000 people in the Boston telephone directory than the 2,000 people on the faculty of Harvard University, because the former have, quote, common sense, and the, quote, intellectual elites don't know anything, despite all the evidence to the contrary, can be sustained only in a total bubble. Poor white Americans are the victims of economic dislocation and globalization beyond their control, while poor blacks and Hispanics are poor because of their failed cultures. Ooh, ouch! Let me read that one again. Poor white Americans are the victims of economic dislocation and globalization beyond their control, while poor blacks and Hispanics are poor because of their failed cultures. Ouch. Gonna need some water for that burn. The patriotically correct are triggered when they hear strangers speaking in a language other than English. Stop with that Paris talk. Does that remind you of the PC duty to publicly shame those who use the unacceptable language to describe race, gender, or whatever other identity is the victim du jour? The patriotically correct rightly ridicule PC safe spaces, but promptly retreat to Breitbart or talk radio, where they can have mutually reinforcing homogenous temper tantrums while complaining about the lack of intellectual diversity on the left. There is no such thing as too much national security, but it's liberals who want to coddle Americans with a nanny state. Ouch. Let's read that one more time. There is no such thing as too much national security, but it's liberals who want to coddle Americans with a, quote, nanny state. Right. Those who disagree with the patriotically correct are animated by anti-Americanism or post-American, or deserve any other of a long list of clunky and vague labels that signal virtue to other members of the patriotic in-group. They also have cuck now, Alex, you forgot that one. Every group has implicit rules against certain opinions, actions, and language, as well as enforcement mechanisms, and the patriotically correct are no exception. But they are different because they are near uniformly unaware of how they are hewing to a code of speech and conduct similar to the PC lefties they can't claim to oppose. The modern form of political correctness on college campuses and the media is social tyranny with manners, while patriotic correctness is tyranny without manners, and its adherents do not hesitate to use the law to advance their goals. If we have to have a term to describe this new phenomenon, I nominate patriotic correctness. Damn good. Man, that was full of sick burns. I'm definitely going to take this and can use a lot of it. You know, it's funny, too, because there's that word cuck that people use, which is, you know, sort of like a man who allows his wife to be taken by other men. But it's funny because when you look at the type of people who use that term, almost exclusively you'll see a group of males with low testosterone yearning to be alpha males. It's not that they are. I mean, this wasn't some super race of humans that won this election. It was mostly a bunch of dumpy, Trumpy, you know, Trump supporters. People like him who are, you know, semi-literate in many ways. And I said mostly, not all. There are a lot of very good Trump supporters. But when you think about the word cuck, I mean, most of the people who use that term look like the type of guy that it would be so easy to steal their girlfriend from. You know, like if you take a look at the guys in the comments right now who are tossing in the word cuck, I mean, it's fairly plain to see that these are the type of guys that, you know, any man with a testosterone level above 100 could take a look at and say, hey, you know, I'll take your girlfriend from you right now, bro. Because it's a yearning to be masculine. You know what I mean? It's a yearning to, again, it's to make America great again, right? And these people see themselves as the people who are going to do it, but really they're hoping that someone else is going to do it because they have the nanny state mindset as well. They're hoping that Trump is going to solve all their problems for them when really they need to solve their own problems for themselves. These are the people who need a leader, right? That's why they have to resort to this kinds of bullying tactics, is because they do it mostly online. You don't really see them in person because these are the type of people who, you know, if they were in person, you would see just how emasculated they are, many of them. And of course, patriotism is the sort of the last refuge of a scoundrel. What that means, of course, is that people are going to find refuge in false patriotism, because when it comes time to actually do the work of liberty, these people don't show up. They think that if they show up once every 4 years to vote for a guy in elections that they agree with, that they're doing their patriotic duty. Well, you're not. You know, that's actually the reason why we have the Electoral College. The Electoral College was meant to keep people who just show up from every 4 years to vote from having power. Let me repeat that again. The Electoral College is specifically meant to keep the people who only show up once every 4 years to vote from having a say in the electoral process. Do you understand me? Right? So you may have thought that you voted for Trump, but you didn't vote for Trump. You voted for an elector. You voted for your better. You voted for someone who actually knows the issues, who actually shows up, and who actually goes to the meetings. So if you're not a cuck, if you're not patriotically correct, if you're actually a patriot, I want to see you at the next meeting. All right. I want to see you at the next political meeting. I want to see you run for office. I want to see you have the courage of your correctness and stop asking other people to do on your behalf what you cannot do for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the Freedom Report podcast today. Sorry that these haven't been that regular, but I know you guys love it and you miss me, but I've been having some holiday fun, some cheers, some ho-ho-hos, and a little bit of eggnogs and a lot of fun spending time with my family. Very excited. My brother's coming home here in a couple of days. He's going to spend about a whole month here. He lives in Boston now, so I don't get to see him very often. And I got to spend some time with my dad, my little nephew yesterday. We had a nice time, went out to lunch in Peculiar, Missouri, where I'm from, if you hadn't heard. But I just want to say, FYI, guys, I've got to pull a plug in here for you, just so you know. If you want the Make Taxation Theft hat again, you can also get that on a shirt. That's at threadsofliberty.com. Just so you know, it is too late for it to be delivered by Christmas. That's not to say that it won't be delivered by Christmas, but there's no guarantee. So if you want your Make Taxation Theft hat again, there's a chance you could get it by Christmas, but again, no guarantees. Just go to threadsofliberty.com. You can also get my cool quote t-shirt that says, I want to live in a world where gay married couples can protect their marijuana fields with fully automatic rifles. So again, you can get that at threadsofliberty.com. Big shout out to the Stonegate Institute, rocking in the free world. You can find out more about my nonprofit entities at stonegatellc.com. No, excuse me, it's not Stonegate LLC, that's Stonegate Institute. I've got so many Stonegates now. If you didn't know, Stonegate is the legacy name of my father's family farm, the business where I grew up. The Stonegate Institute is a 501c4 dedicated to spreading the message of economic freedom and personal liberty, fighting for liberty on the local level. So check out the Stonegate Institute, Executive Director Joe Trotter. You guys have a Merry Christmas. Is that triggering? Oh no. Happy holidays. That's what triggers the Patriotically Correct. I miss you guys. I love you. I'll be back on the Freedom Watch full time, doing podcasts, doing shows, fighting for freedom, starting in the new year. Just keep an eye out for me. All right, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever. Happy Festivus. All right. Have a great day, guys.